तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. नमः श्री शंकरानंद गुरुपादाम्बुजन्मने
सविलास महामोह ग्राहकासैक कर्मणे.
सो हियर दिस वर्स रिमाइंड्स यू हैव टू रिमेंबर द एपिसोड इन श्रीमद् भागवतम. When Gajendra comes and plucking the lotus of Mahavishnu, and his leg was held by a crocodile. Then also the crocodile there stands for the Ajnanam delusion. So the crocodile was holding, is it? And the two things caused by the grip. Of the crocodile, when it grips, it's difficult to get it off the grip of the crocodile. Once you get caught, that is why it's very difficult to get it off the grip of the crocodile. Almost it will seize you, your gut. But it is difficult, and as long as you have the grip of it, it's a severe pain also. That is why grip in the samsara is like that. That is why crocodile stands for here Ajnana Janya Samsara. So the delusion. And that elephant stands for Jiva. You know, and what comes here? What reveals the elephant is Sudarshana Chakram. Sudarshanam Chakram stands for Jnana. Darshanam means what? Seeing the truth is darshanam. Sudarshanam, clear, doubt-free vision of the reality, Paramatma Swarupam, is symbolized by the Sudarshana Chakram. Sudarshanam. Sudarshanam is jnananda. Bhagavan is ayudham enna. Jnananda is ayudham. Sudarshana Chakram stands for Jnana, which is clear, doubtful vision of the Paramatma Swarupam, which comes and really kills that crocodile of delusion, destroys the crocodile of delusion, thereby frees the jiva from the bondage and samsara. Ajnana, Najnana Janya, bondage, samsara. Anyway. That's it. Separate issue. Okay, we go next mantra now.
Tatpadam borura dvandva seva nirmala chetasam.
Now all these words are one long compound. One line is one long compound.
Tatpadam borura dvandva seva nirmala chetasam. Sukhapokhaya tatvasya vivekoyam vidhiyate.
So this also we saw last class, no?
Yes.
So here ayam vivekatvasya vivekaha vidhiyate. It is presented here what? This analysis of the truth is presented here. Inquiry into the nature of the reality, the analysis of the truth is presented, and for the easy understanding of those who are qualified for this knowledge. Therefore, one thing, for moksha, jnanam is the only means. There are not many means are not there, the many paths are not there. But for antakarna shuddhi also, you know, You can do any type of karma. So it can be Guru's the seva, it can be anything. That is why for antarkarma shuddhi, so many things are there. But all of them have to be performed. Now we have to become yoga for antarkarma shuddhi. That is why those who are qualified, though this nirmala chetas implies those who are endowed with the fourfold qualifications. That nitya nitya vastu vivekaha, and then those who have, remember the fourfold qualifications. Nitya anitya vastu vivekaha. You can say vivekaha. Discriminative understanding of what is permanent and what is impermanent. Then vairagyam, dispassion. What is vairagyam? Dispassion towards all the objects and objects of pleasures, when the pleasures, dispassion, because knowing the limitation that they cannot give me what I am seeking in life. That is vairagyam, dispassion. Then shamadi shatka sampattihi. Then shamaha, damaha, uparamaha, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam. I told you all those, the master, all those sixfold disciplines. Sixfold virtue, sixfold disciplines. Shamaha, mastery over thoughts. Damaha, mastery over organs of actions, sense organs. You can say my mental discipline is shamaha. And then the sense discipline, organ discipline is damaha. Shamaha, damaha. Uparamaha, shana, atira mukshu def. Uparamaha is in fact being withdrawing oneself from everything, anything unwanted by being committed to one's own duties. Tamil Sarana, Mulmayana, Kalamayil, Irvati Kurvadan Mulam, Tevayatra Vishangilanda, Tanai, Nikikuni, Vishangilanda, Vidupadanda, and Uparamaha. Uparamaha, Uparamahan Sarana, withdrawing oneself from anything and everything unwanted. How can you keep you away from unwanted activities, unnecessary, useless activities, just by knowing your duties and being committed to, totally focused by in your duties? That is uparamaha. That is kadamaye kanna yuttal. You will not have time for anything else, anything unwanted and useless in the world. That's what uparamaha. So shamaha, damaha, uparamaha. Then titiksha. Titiksha is forbearance, tolerance, entertaining such an enduring capacity, endurance in terms of facing the facts of opposites in life. Yeah, samaha, damaha, uparamaha, titiksha, shraddha. Shraddha, chana, 100% faith in the words of the Shastra, the teaching. Because the shraddha is very shraddha, then samadhanam is a focus, being focused. Being focused means never forgetting moksha being the ultimate end, jnanam being the only means, never forgetting your commitment being a commitment being is to the knowledge. So being focused means being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, never forgetting the knowledge being your ultimate end, and doing all your duties, living your life properly. That is what is called samadhanam, being focused. So the sixfold disciplines. So this nitya anitya vastu vivekaha, vairagyam, shama shakka sampattihi, then mukshutvam, moksho me bhuya viti icha. Definitely, that burning desire for moksha, these are the qualifications, and those who are endowed with these fourfold qualifications are said to be the nirmala chetas here. So for those qualified people, the pure minded, how have they become pure minded? How did they become qualified for this? How did they become endowed with the fourfold qualifications? By their service to the teacher. So serving the teacher, service to the feet of this teacher implies not all time washing the feet of the teacher, being around the teacher, doing the needful, While remaining around the teacher, you learn every, even the teacher sneezes, you learn something from that. Which means being around means just following the lifestyle of the teacher and living the, and understand satsang with the teacher, all the time listening to the teacher. The more you listen to the teaching, the more you are reminded of the dharma. The more you reminded of dharma, the more you understand the value of dharma, the more you live as dharma. The more you become committed to dharma, the faster you become qualified for jnana. So dharma anushtanaya satsangaha. Now without the exposure to the teaching and without the, without remaining, being around the teacher, the sense, all that's why namakku guru illa onnum panna mattanga. Nowadays what we do, guru means only before the wedding, they put the Shankaracharya's பேர் போட்டுட்டு பத்து கூட வச்சிருந்துருவா, அதுதான் குரு கிட்ட போடணும். அப்படி கிடையாது. நாங்க காஞ்சி மட்டத்தை சேர்ந்தவங்க, நாங்க சங்கரோட சிங்கரி மட்டும் சொல்லிப்பாரு, திஸ் மட்டம் திஸ் மட்டம் சொல்லிப்பா, என்ன பண்ணாலும் மட்டும் சொல்லிட்டு மட்டப்ப சொல்லிட்டு அதான் அதை வச்சுருக்காரு. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் டீச்சிங். வாட் மீன்ஸ் இஸ் குரு பாத அம்புருக துவன்வ சேவா, அந்த ஒரு வார்த்தை லாங் சென்டென்ஸ். பை சர்வீஸ் டு தி லோட்டஸ் தி ஃபீட் ஆஃப் தி குரு, தோஸ் ஹூ பிகம் பியூர் மைண்டட், தோஸ் ஹூ பிகம் குவாலிஃபைட், ஃபார் சச் பீப்புள், ஃபார் தேர் ஈஸி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். அண்ட் ஹியர் திஸ் அனாலிசிஸ் ஆஃப் தி ட்ரூத் இஸ் பிரசன்டட் ஹியர். ஃபினிஷ். So with this introduction to Panchadashi is over. Now we are entering into the teaching. Now let us start now. Shabdaspashadayo vedyaha.
Shabdaspashadayo vedyaha.
Vaichitya jagare prithak.
Vaichitya jagare prithak.
அதிகாரி
விஷய பலம் சம்பந்தம்.
வைச்சித்யாஜாகரே ப்ருதக்
ஐக்கியரூபாநபித்யதே. The object sound, oli. Sparshaha, the object touch. So, adayaha mudaliyana, mudaliya, etc. So, shabda sparsha adayaha is equal to the objects of perception such as sound, touch, etc. So objects of perception such as sound, touch, etc. Apna oli, todudal, mudaliya. That's the meaning. Such as means examine all the five objects of perception. See, we have only five different objects of perception because you have only five different sense organs. The whole world is known only in five different segments. Rupa prapancha, shabda prapancha, sparsha prapancha, rasa prapancha. So you can say for shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. Isn't it? They are the five. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. So object, for all the five sense objects. All the five sense objects. Or five objects of perception are meant by this word shabda sparshadayaha. Form, shabda, sound, sparshaha, touch, rupam, form, rasa, taste, gandha, smell. Then vedyaha. Artavan parva. Now I want to tell you little word meaning first. Then vedyaha means vedyaha, vedyaha channa, vedyaha to be known. Literally it is a potential passive participle which means can, that which can be known. That which is to be known is called vedya. Ariyapada vedyana. And in the object of vedyana, objects of perception, objects of knowledge. Ariyapada porulit. Okay, so shabda sparshadayaha vedyaha apna, the objects of perception such as sound, touch, etc., which imply all the five. Then vaichitriyaha, vaichitriyaha na varied, different. Vanda illa vichitram illa. Paravarna vaichitra. So varied and plural. Okay? Jagare in the waking state. Jagare na jagradavasthaya. Jagaraha is equal to jagradavastha. Now in waking, the waking state. Prithakna separate. Different. Then tataha. From them, tatahana, from them. In the tatahana, thereafter, atamarka, in the actual one, tatahana means tebhyaha. The from them. Vibhakta chana distinguished. Vibhakta means distinguished, distinct. Tat samvit, that consciousness. Samvit is a word for consciousness here. Samvit. It's a feminine gender word. Samvit. That samvit. The consciousness. Aikya rupya. Aikya rupya means due to the oneness of the form. In fact, literal meaning, due to the oneness. Okay. Na vidyate is not divided. Na vidyate is not divided. This is the literal meaning of the word, verse. From here, you have to learn so much. Okay. Now, just go see that now. See, and from here, now because the actual teaching begins with the third verse, from here, third verse onwards, until the tenth verse, third to the tenth verse, and here Vidyaranya Swami, he summarizes the entire the essential Vedantic teaching. What is the essential teaching of the Vedanta? What is essential Vedantic teaching? You know very well. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam is the essential teaching of the Vedanta. You can say it's called Tattva Jnanam, or the knowledge of the truth. This knowledge of the truth, knowledge of absolute reality, Brahma Jnanam or Atma Jnanam, knowledge of the reality, you know, involves three aspects. What is that? Jivatma, Paramatma, and the Aikyam. When you say Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, Tattva Jnanam, knowledge of the reality, doesn't matter what you say. This involves three aspects. Jivatma, Paramatma, and Aikyam. So we know the Jivatma is Tompada Artaha. Paramatma is Tattvada Artaha. And Aikyam is Asipada Artaha. Mahavakyam, we have Dattamas Mahavakyam. Dattamas Mahavakyam, the Jivatma is Tompada Artha. And the Paramatma, the Tattvada Artha is Paramatma. And Asipada Artha is the Aikyam. So what we have to understand here is the Jivatma Swarupa Jnanam, you know, the truth of the individual we can arrive at the truth of the individual using the analysis, Tarkaha or Pihi. Using our own logical analysis, we can arrive at the truth of the individual with the support of the Shruti. See, even if you use your own logical analysis to arrive at the truth of the individual, no, but still you need support of Shruti. So only with the support of the Shastram, using your own logical analysis, you can arrive at the truth of the individual, truth of the your Swarupa. But to arrive at the truth of the Ishvara, the whole, no, Paramatma Swarupa, to understand the Paramatma Swarupa and to also understand the, to arrive at the oneness of the truth of Paramatma and Jivatma, we are solely dependent on the Shastram. Which means our tarkaha or yuktihi cannot be used. It will not be enough there. So we understand, that's why we have to, so Vidyana Swami makes it very clear here. One can use the logical analysis to arrive at the Jivatma Swarupam, support of the Shruti, but still only with the help of the Shruti, one can arrive at the Paramatma Swarupam, and thereby one can arrive at the Aikyam, the oneness of the Jivatma Paramatma Swarupam. This is an important thing we have to remember. Okay. Now, here, therefore what happens here? The Jivatma Swarupam, or it is a self-analysis, is here presented through Avastha Trevcharaha. So here the Acharya Vidyaranya Swami presents the Avastha Trevcharaha to arrive at the Jivatma Swarupam. So Jivatma Swarupam, how are we going to arrive at the Jivatma Swarupam here? By analyzing the three states of experience. So, by making use of the avasthatraya prakriya, by having avasthatraya vichara, analyzing the three states of experience, we are going to arrive at the jivatma swarupam. So avastatraya vicharaha, we can say jivatma swarupa vicharaha. Okay, now this is a particular method of reasoning. This is a particular method of reasoning is adopted to arrive at the jivatma swarupam, thereby to establish jivatma swarupam is achidanandaha. Jivatma is achidanandaha. This has to be established. No? To establish jivatma achidananda swarupaha, to arrive at it, the particular method of reasoning is adopted. Through this avastatraya vichara. Okay. How it is developed, now let us see. See, first actually the jagrat avastha, the waking state, jagrat avastha is taken first for analysis. You analyze the jagrat avastha. The third verse presents the analysis of the jagrat avastha. No, PTK porn the mother. The third verse presents the analysis of the jagrat avastha. The fourth verse presents the analysis of the swapna avastha, dream state. The fifth verse presents the analysis of the deep sleep state. So jagrat avastha, swapna avastha and sushupti avastha, avastha traya vicharaha is presented in this three verses. Three, four and five. Now, when you analyze what happens, in waking state, our mind is totally active. Our sense organs are, all the sense organs are open, perceiving. Therefore, we're experiencing the external world of objects. And there are varieties of objects in the waking states. See, not only the objects are varied and many, they are different from each other. And we are able to prove, how are we able to prove that there are many objects outside? How are we able to prove? We are able to prove that there are varieties of objects, varied objects, different, which are different from each other. We are able to prove because there are as many experiences as there are objects outside. We are able to prove the plurality of the external objects because of the plurality of the internal experiences. So experiences, perceptions are inside. This is a very important thing I have to understand. Therefore, the external plurality of objects is detailed or proved by the internal object experiential plurality. So external objective plurality is revealed by or proved by what? The internal experiential or perceptual plurality. Therefore, if I say there is a staircase, there is a staircase, there is a sofa, there is pink color and there is green color. When you say all different objects, when you mention, there is a staircase means what? The staircase has produced, what now? The staircase knowledge. our experience, our perception. The stair, when he said there is a staircase, the staircase has produced staircase, okay, you can say even a sofa. The picture on the wall. There is the picture means the picture has produced the picture knowledge or picture perception or picture experience in the mind. When you say there is a sofa, the sofa has produced sofa knowledge or sofa experience, sofa perception in the mind. But I can see, no, I am able to see the difference between these two experiences. The sofa experience, I can see the difference between the sofa experience and the picture experience. Which means, the one experience different from the other experience. Therefore, what I understand correspondingly is, you know, there is a sofa, object called a sofa, there is an object called a picture, there is an object called staircase outside. Therefore, what is to be understood is the external diversity or external plurality of objects is proved by the internal diversity or plurality of thoughts, experiences or perceptions. Is it clear? Very important lesson to understand here.
Yes.
So internal perceptual diversity proves the external objective diversity. Therefore, what he does, Vajrayana Swami, in this first verse, this third verse, he presents, he shows there is diversity and plurality of objects. And there is plurality of perceptions. That is what is said here in the first line. We'll see the table.
Shabdasparshadayo vedyah vaikya jagare prithak.
So jagare, in the waking state, vaichitryat, due to the, you know, the varied objects, they are prithak, different from each other, no? What are they? Shabdasparshadayah. Varieties of sounds which are different from each other. All the sounds are different from all other forms, etc. Therefore, he says, Shabdas Parshadeha Vedyaha Vaichitriyate Jagare Prithakre. It means, so there is diversity of objects, varied objects. And there is plurality of perceptions also, which is not mentioned here, we have to separate. Okay? The plurality of external objects is proved by the plurality of perception inside. Now, the next step the teacher, the author, goes to is, every experience or every perception, these are not given here, you have to understand, no? Every experience or every perception or every perception and knowledge, you know, appears to be only one thing. When you say chair experience or table experience or picture experience, light experience, sound experience, it, every experience seems to be one unit, appears to be one unit. But really speaking, I told you this thing when I was doing Drishyaveka also. Every experience, every perception, every cognition, you know, appears to be one unit. Seems to be one unit, but In fact, every experience or perception has got two aspects. Even though it appears to be one unitary experience, two aspects are involved in every experience, every perception, every cognition. What are the, you know, can you say, dvau amshau staha, dvau amshau, pratyekam anubhavaha, anubhave, ekekasmin anubhave, amshadvayam asti. In every experience, in every cognition, in every perception, there are two aspects, dvau amshau. What are the two aspects here? Here, every perception involves a thought. The thought is one aspect of the experience or perception. Another aspect you know very well. What is that? Consciousness. Consciousness plus thought is equal to perception or experience or cognition or knowledge. Consciousness plus thought, the two aspects. Therefore, we can make an equation. What is the equation here? Thought plus consciousness is equal to perception or cognition or experience. Which means a mere thought alone cannot become a perception or experience. Mere consciousness without the thought also cannot become perception or experience. This mixture alone makes the perception, cognition, experience possible. I gave this example when I was doing this Viveka. Whenever we say bulb burns, we use a single word. Bulb burns means, it's like bulb burns. But burning here, bulb illumines. The light illumines, the bulb illumines when you say. The two aspects are involved here. The invisible conscious, invisible electricity and the visible bulb, isn't it? The bulb and the electricity together, in fact, the two aspects are involved in that burning. Burns means, illumines means two aspects are involved. Bulb without electricity cannot burn or illumine. Electricity without bulb also cannot illumine. Illumines, that illumination is equal to what? Bulb plus electricity is equal to illumination. The two aspects are involved in, even though we say illumination is, we think is one unitary aspect, experience. It is pretty involves two aspects. Similarly, when you say experience means mere consciousness cannot make the perception possible. Mere thought cannot make the perception possible. These two aspects together is equal to what? The mixture is perception or cognition. Therefore, this expression is the bulb burns. When you say, it implies bulb and electricity being together. Similarly, there is experience when you say there are varieties of experiences of varied external objects. Means in every experience there is Chaitanyam. So you can say, in Sanskrit you say Chaitanyam plus Vrittihi is equal to Jnanam. Vritti Jnanam. Perception, cognition, knowledge, experience, ibravarthi ishpan brahishla. We can say vritti jnanam. Or visesha jnanam. Vritti jnanam or vishesha jnana, specific knowledge of a given object, is what the experience of a given object, specific experience, specific perception, specific knowledge of a given object. Vritti jnanam. What is vritti jnanam? Vritti plus chaitanyam is equal to vritti jnanam. It is experience. Whenever you say, I know, what does it mean? Thought plus consciousness. Now, what the next step we have to go to now? Now, it is started with plurality of external objects. Then we added the plurality of the internal experiences. Then we analyze the two aspects being involved in this experience. Now, we move on to the next step. The next step is, here the Vidyarana Swami presents that if there is plurality of the perceptions, and this plurality is caused by what? This is a big question here comes. There is plurality of internal experiences. Why there is plurality or diversity on the part of experiences? Now, next step is, the plurality or diversity in perception. The diversity belongs to the thought aspect and not to the consciousness aspect. Is it clear now? The thoughts, the plurality of experiences is because of the plurality of the thoughts. The diversity belongs to the thought aspect of the knowledge experience. Consciousness does not have diversity or divisibility at all. In the Vishaya. Okay. How you are going step by step. So consciousness is one and the same, uniform in every perception, in every experience, in every cognition. So, but the plurality and differences belong to the thoughts alone. Therefore, the consciousness alone appears as pluralistic perception because of the association with thoughts. One uniform consciousness alone appears as many varied different experiences, perceptions or cognitions. So here, then this consciousness appears as many and varied because of its association with varied thoughts. It is called Vishesha Jnanam. Punyata, Vritti Jnanam, Vishesha Jnanam, the one and the same uniform consciousness being associated in association with the varied plural diversity of thoughts, appearing as many varied experiences, is called Vishesha Jnanam or Vritti Jnanam. Okay, consciousness by itself, without the thought, is called Samanya Jnanam or Swarupa Jnanam. Chaitanyam by itself is called Shuddha Chaitanyam, pure consciousness, without mixing, without the thoughts, is called Samanya Jnanam or Shuddha Jnanam, Shuddha Chaitanyam. But conscious association with thought is called what? Vritti Jnanam or Vishesha Jnanam. Shuddha Jnanam, Shuddha Chaitanyam, Swarupa Jnanam, ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ಜನ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ದ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್. ಥಾಟ್ ಒಡ ಸೇರಿದ ವೃತ್ತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ವಿಶೇಷ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ದೆರ್ಫೋರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಶಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಯೂನಿಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಶಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಇಫೋ the same consciousness associates in association with the very thoughts is what now is esha jnanam. You know this very well. Therefore, if we take all these diverse perceptions cognitively, physically you cannot do anything. Now the author Vidyarana Swami expects us to do the cognitive filtering. We take all our experiences, all our perceptions, then we distinguish the consciousness. We remove the thoughts cognitively, then what is there will be only samanya jnanam. What is samanya jnanam? The one uniform, one the same uniform consciousness obtaining in all the thoughts. Therefore, in his Jagrat Avastha, there is one, what do you understand here? There is one continuous consciousness, one changeless, continuous consciousness, which appears as many because of the plurality of thoughts. Therefore, the consciousness obtaining in waking state is what now? Ekam, one. And one and the same changes. If we take this every experience, for example, see, there is a per experience when one consciousness is, one thought comes and a given thought comes, there is a given experience. The consciousness is. So this thought goes, perception goes, consciousness is. Next consciousness is, next thought comes, next perception takes place, and consciousness is. Then what happens? The second thought goes, second perception changes, the consciousness is. Therefore, perception, the experience one happens, thought one comes, then consciousness is. Experience thought one goes, experience one changes, consciousness is. Experience two happens, the thought two comes, experience two happens, thought two goes, experience changes, consciousness is. Same way, the experience, the thought three comes, then the third experience comes, then thought three goes, third experience changes, consciousness is. Therefore, experiences are constantly changing. Thoughts are changing. Thoughts come and go. Experiences come and go. Objects become varied. No, but consciousness is continuously there. So perceptions, thoughts come and go. Therefore, perceptions arrive and depart. Therefore, cognitions, you know, but the samanya jnanam, the pure consciousness, the samanya jnanam ever is. Vritti jnanam changes. No, you know, the samanya jnanam is one ever there. The pure consciousness is there ever. Therefore, even if a thought does not arise, a new perception does not arise, even then the pure consciousness, the samanya jnana, the samanya chaitanyam will be there. The pure consciousness is never called a perception. You know that very well. That is what? This is the meaning of the first verse. Now we have to see the meaning now with reference to the light of the verse. Therefore, this consciousness exists throughout the Jagrat Avastha, throughout the waking experience. No, this consciousness is. Now, in this verse, he establishes the oneness and the changelessness of the consciousness. In the mantra, we have oneness and the changelessness of consciousness. Next, when you complete all the three verses, when you finish analyzing all the three states of experience, then he'll establish what? Not only oneness and changelessness, but also what? The eternity, timelessness of consciousness also be established later on. Okay, now you see the meaning here now. Shabdasparshadayo vedyah.
Shabdasparshadayo vedyah.
Vaichitya jagare prithak.
Vaichitya jagare prithak.
Tato vibhakta tat samvit.
Tato vibhakta tat samvit.
Aikya rupyana vidyate.
Aikya rupyana vidyate.
He says, remember the very carefully, now we are, this first mantra was only analysis of the Jagrat Avastha. Jagare, in the waking state, Shabdasparshadayaha Vedyaha Vaichityat Prithak. The objects of perception experienced in the waking state, experienced externally, are different from each other and they are varied also. Why? Because, now what we have to apply here? Due to the plurality of the experiences, the internal experiences. That is, you can't find the verse. You have to separate it. If you put it, you put it. Now, and every experience is what? Now, experience happens to involve two aspects. And we remove the thought from every cognition, and what remains is what? Samanya Jnanam, consciousness. Then the Chaitanyam is implied by the word Samvit. Therefore, Tataha Vibhakta. Tataha means Tebhyaha. Tebhyaha Vishayebhyaha. Shabdasparshebhyaha. Even to distinguish the consciousness from the experience, no? In every experience, in all the plural experiences, when we distinguish the consciousness, tataha vibhakta means the consciousness distinguished from all the varied thoughts is what? One and the same consciousness. Eka rupyate, due to its oneness, na vidyate, it is not divided, it is not divisible, which means there is no plurality or divisibility on the part of consciousness. Okay? How do you understand? When you distinguish the consciousness from the thoughts, you understand consciousness being one and indivisible, partless whole. So, he says, Eka Rupyatin Shana, ஏக ஆகாரேண அவபாசமானத்வார் ககனவத் ககனம் இவ. Just as space is one indivisible partless whole, so also this consciousness is one indivisible partless changeless whole, in which the thoughts come and thoughts go. When the thoughts come, there is vritti jnanam or experience. When the thoughts are not there, there is pure consciousness. There is no experience. So experience chonnale enna sollanum? Consciousness always there. Consciousness does not come, does not go. Consciousness is always there. There is a time when we have experiences. There is a time when we do not have experience of the external world. When the thoughts are, we have experiences. When the experience of the external world is possible. The thoughts are not there, there is no experience. So, when the external world is not experienced, means what? Thoughts are not there. Thoughts are not there means, does not mean consciousness is not there. எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இல்லைன்னா உன்ன கான்சியஸ் இல்லைன்னு நினைச்சுப்போம். தட்ஸ் தி ப்ராப்ளம். எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் நாட் தேர், தாட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் தேர். வென்எவர் தாட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் தேர், எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆர் பர்செப்ஷன்ஸ் வில் நாட் பி தேர். வென் பர்செப்ஷன்ஸ் வில் நாட் பி தேர், தென் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ வில் நாட் பி தேர். ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் பர்செப்ஷன் ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் வில் நாட் பி தேர், பட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் வில் கண்டினியூ டு பி தேர். Now what he now what he has to do this is what he said here ekarupyat due to its oneness due to the form of oneness it is not divided it is not plural it is one and the same so the first mantra analyzing the jagrat avastha we arrive at the conclusion the external objects are many and varied and different. The internal experiences which determine the external plurality also many and varied, but that plurality is due to the difference in thoughts, but not, there is not difference on the part of consciousness. Consciousness is one and the same, changeless, uniform reality. What he goes going to do next verse is, in Sushupti also, there is twofold experience. First we go to the Swapna. In dream also, in dream state also, same, it's very easy to analyze the dream now. In dream world also, we got diverse objects and diverse perceptions. In dream experience also, we have diverse dream objects. In dream experience also, we have diverse dream thoughts. Dream perceptions. Therefore, if we negate these diverse thoughts from diverse perceptions, then what will be left behind will be pure consciousness. Adhe madhiri. When we say dream experience, what does it mean? Dream experience implies this external dream world of objects, and which are determined by the external, the internal. Again, there is, we have dream objects and dream experiences, and from the dream experiences we remove the dream thoughts, then what will be left is the consciousness. So dream experience are the angiyum thoughts irukku. The only difference between the dream experience and the dream objects. Then we can ask, why do we differentiate the dream experience and the waking experience? Because the dream objects are vasanamaya prapancha. They are products of our own thoughts and vasanas. Dream objects are produced by vasanas, vasana products. Whereas waking objects are elemental products, gross, tangible, elemental products. All of them difference. Dream objects are thought products, vasana, the parts of your own vasanas. Whereas the external waking objects are products of elements. So there also experience means any experience, whether it's a dream experience or waking experience, the experience that should definitely have what? Two aspects. Thought plus consciousness. And there also, what we should do, if it remove the thoughts, cognitively eliminate, remove the thoughts from every dream experience of every object, and what will remain will be consciousness. So without the consciousness, without the thoughts, there cannot be experience. Two together experience. Therefore, there also dream thoughts come, dream experience is, dream thoughts go, dream experience also goes. And what is there changelessly, continuously is consciousness. The same way Sushupti. In Sushupti also we have twofold experience. Only twofold experience are contained there. There's no external world of objects. But in dream also, in Sushupti, in deep sleep state, we have twofold experience. What are they? Aham sukham aswapsam. Na kinchid avedisham. I did not know anything. I slept well. These are the twofold experiences you have in deep sleep state. Rendendar. All the urakatna rendendar and anuvandar. Nanna tungine enak vonnum teriyalai. Sukham aham aswapsam nakinchid avedisham. I did not know anything, I slept well. Therefore, in deep sleep state also, for you to have that experience, unfortunately, even though you cannot talk about the experience while you are sleeping, but that experience to be possible, there are two thoughts. அங்க ரெண்டு விருத்தி இருக்கு. என்ன விருத்தி? அஞ்ஞான விருத்தி அண்ட் ஆனந்த விருத்தி. இந்த ரெண்டு விருத்தி இருக்கிறதுனால யூ ஹாவ் இட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிளஸ் அஞ்ஞான விருத்தி அண்ட் ஆனந்த விருத்தி இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு வாட்? அஞ்ஞான எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ், எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிளிஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் ஈவன் இன் டீப் ஸ்லீப் ஸ்டேட், now you remove all the thoughts in each set of experience. In deep sleep state, you remove the thoughts. In dream, you remove the thoughts. In waking, you remove the thoughts. Experiences go. What is one and the same is consciousness. So, the first mantra, first two words presents the oneness and the sameness of changelessness of consciousness. Second and the third, the next, the third, the fourth and the fifth verses, wherein we are going to see the analysis of the other two states of experience, will arrive at the eternity, a timelessness of consciousness. These experiences does not happen only one day. Day after day after day. Day to day. But no, day to day. Life to life. Srishti to Srishti, this is how we have experiences. So what is continuously, indivisibly, eternally, changelessly is that is consciousness. Okay? So we are going to see the two more verses next class because it's time now. Yes. We are very tired. The Panchadasha is a very serious text. And which involves really needs a fresh mind. Anyway, I made up my mind to teach you this time. So we'll continue next class, okay?
Yeah.